Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I can. Gabe got 4, Luke 2, and Paula 1.
This is when I really come alive.
All right, Paula, you are in third place,
yeah.
So you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill
Perfect.
In the blank. According to investigators, the Amtrak train that derailed in blank this week was traveling at twice this recommended speed limit.
Philadelphia.
Right. This week, Woman of Algiers, a painting by blank, broke records when it sold for over $179 million.
Oh, my heavens, I don't know. Maybe Picasso?
In fact, Picasso. Well done. Tuesday marked the beginning of a 5-day truce between Iranian-backed rebels and the government of blank.
Yemen.
Right. In an official post on the department's Facebook page, the police force of North Adams, Massachusetts, advised their citizens not to blank.
Not to run in front of cars.
No, not to get drunk and chase bears with a dull hatchet, which one of their residents did.
Oh.
Last week, San Francisco became the first city to ban blank at its sporting venues.
Plastic bottles?
No chewing tobacco. Due to a contract dispute, Harry Shearer announced he would be ending his 26-year run providing voices on blank.
Oh, The Simpsons?
Right. This week, a man in Arkansas who thought he had the Hebrew word for strength tattooed on his arm discovered he actually had blank.
Putz.
No. It's actually the word matzah. So this went viral on Facebook, this photograph, when a Jewish person took it when they saw him in Arkansas. This guy was very proud because he said the word tattooed, very large letters, Hebrew letters on his arm, meant strength, but the person who took the picture, who can read Hebrew, knew that it was actually the word matzah. That's the flat, unleavened, crisp bread that Jews eat during Passover. In other words, this Arkansas man had an enormous tattoo in his arm of the word cracker.
No, worse yet, flavorless cracker.
Yes, truly is the worst. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula got 5 right for 10 more points. She has 11 and the lead.
Wow. Very well done.
Wow. I don't think it's going to be enough.
Luke, you're up. Luke, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, while still recovering from last week's earthquake, blank experienced a 7.3 aftershock.
Nepal.
Right. On Monday, the NFL announced it was suspending blank for 4 games for his role in Deflategate.
Tom Terrific.
Right. Or Tom Brady. In a new treaty due to be signed this week, the Vatican officially recognized blank's statehood.
South Carolina?
No, Palestine. This week, Jeb Bush announced that, knowing what we know now, he would not authorize blank.
The war in Iraq.
Right, he changed his mind a little bit. A man in Pennsylvania may get kicked out of his retirement home after he was discovered hiding a blank under his bed.
A prostitute.
Yes. In a statement released on Sunday, the World Health Organization declared that Liberia was free from blank.
Ebola.
Right. This week, ESPN announced they were parting ways with columnist and Grantland founder blank.
Bill Simmons.
Right. A 51-year-old man who suffered from breathing problems his whole life is breathing freely now after he blank.
Died.
No, after he sneezed. Although that would be a solution, what this guy did was he sneezed out a toy dart that had been stuck in his nose for 44 years. When Steve Easton was but 7 years old, he and some friends were playing a classic game of Steve's nostril is bullseye. 44 years later, he got in a sneezing fit and whoop, out it came. His wife said, God bless you, even though clearly God had not been paying any attention to Steve for the prior 44 years. Bill, how did Luke do on our quiz?
He got 6 right for 12 more points and took over the lead with 14.
All right, so how many then does Gabe need to win this game?
5 to tie and 6 to win.
I can
All
do
right.
that.
You can do this. Here we go, Gabe, for the game. On Monday, the White House denied allegations that it had lied about the details of the raid that killed blank.
Bin Laden.
Yes. According to officials in Iraq, a coalition airstrike on Tuesday killed blank's second in command.
ISIS.
Right. On Wednesday, the House voted to end blank's phone surveillance program.
NSA?
Yes. George Stephanopoulos apologized this week for not disclosing a $50,000 donation he had made to blank.
The Clinton Foundation.
Right. A TV anchor in Detroit threw to Wednesday morning's weather report by saying blank.
F you guys.
No, she said, quote, hopefully we'll have a dry hump day.
Oh.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, the 2 Secret Service agents who crashed through a grate and drove onto the White House lawn were probably blank.
Drunk.
Right. On Thursday, Tom Hanks was announced as the guest for the final episode of Blank's Late Night Show.
Letterman.
Right. A group of thieves in New York who stole a cash register and a bowl of macaroni salad from a restaurant were eventually caught when police blanked.
Found them eating the macaroni a couple feet away?
No, they followed the trail of spilled macaroni. According to the police report, the three thieves took turns eating the stolen food, leaving, quote, a steady trail of macaroni salad. The police then followed that trail and ended up arresting Hansel and Gretel just before they made it to the gingerbread house where the witch who fenced their loot lived. Bill, how did Gabe do on our quiz?
Well, look how the rookie did. He got 6 right, 12 more points, a winner at 16.
Yes! Well done, Gabe!
Yes! Very nice.